trimming stuff, so we'll just sort of get into position here, and then I'll trim off the beginning and the end, and if you make some sort of, like, thing that you're like, oh, really, I really need you to cut that thing out, then, like, that's an option. Just remember to tell me afterward.
Yeah.
And if you have a website link that you want me to put in the comments, then I will. And if you're like, for God's sake, don't put my website link in the comments, then I won't. Okay, cool?
Yeah, all right.
Hello! I said that awfully excitedly, but this is exciting times. Hello! I am Jordana Delfeld, a psychotherapist, somatic therapist, an awesome witch. This is my vodcast. So there was this guy where the bedroom is the classroom, and today we are coming to you from San Francisco, and I have my awesome guest, the fabulous Kelly Grabianowski, awesome massage therapist, poetic soul, and meditator extraordinaire. Hello, Kelly!
Hey!
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, of course.
Yay! So, who do you want to tell us about today?
It was a little hard to think of somebody because I've had so many different people that fit into that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All the best stories start with, so there was this guy.
Exactly.
Except for the ones who start with, so there was this woman.
And there have been both.
What's not to love?
Yes. But I think that I want to tell you, is it okay if I tell you about my current relationship?
Absolutely.
Because it's kind of, it feels like it fits.
That's fantastic. If it's something that's providing growth and healing, evolution, then way to go.
Yeah.
So Kelly, so there was this guy.
Yeah, so there is this guy.
So there is this guy. Oh my God.
And he in a lot of ways is a very unlikely partner for me. Like when I initially met him, I didn't think that we would be partners. I thought we were just going to be friends. But, you know, we just ended up hanging out a lot, and things, one thing led to another, and we became more than friends.
Yay! I'm so happy for you. This is great.
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
It does that every now and then, so I'm going to do that every now and then. I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Mazel tov.
Yeah, cheers.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And it often is the ones that we're not expecting that, like, sneak up and bite us on the ass, right?
Yeah,
like, totally. Whoa, where did that come from?
What's going on?
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So, I mean, we've been dating for, like, 3 years now.
Wow.
So a lot has happened. But I would say mostly he's, like, one of the first people I've been with since I'm mostly sober.
Oh.
So I think that that's part of it for sure. There's like a different clarity. He also is for the most part sober, and we only have sex together when we're sober.
Sounds
which is
important.
A really big thing for me.
So how do you think you are different? What's the different person that you bring to a relationship now that you're sober that's different from how you were before?
Well, I would say mostly I'm able to stay in my body a lot more.
Very important.
Yeah, so I think part of what using drugs or alcohol, especially like in a sexual context, did was it kind of put me out of the situation a little bit. So like any of the fears or anxieties or traumas I had around sex, like I could just kind of like numb out of them rather than actually be present with them or like move through them or allow that experience to be a healing experience that gave me a different relationship with sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's been really cool to have somebody that's willing to, like, go there with me. Really.
Into the wide, wide world of sober sex.
Yes, and it's been incredible. I mean, it's been, I just...
How is it different now?
I mean, it's transcendent. It actually, not every single time. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, it is. It's like a meditation or a dance or, you know, anything that you are able to stay present with all the way through. Like a good piece of art or something like that where you really just, like, get to experience it all the way through. And, you know, emotions come up and things come up and sometimes you have to stop and doesn't look exactly how you want. And orgasm might not be the sole focus. But it's really ends up being something bigger than what I originally thought a sexual relationship could look like.
That's so meaningful. That's the way things should be.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it should it should be like, yes, sleep with me and see the face of God.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And if it's not, then just like go home.
Yeah, totally.
That's so great for you. Mm-hmm. Now, is your current partner someone who had also previously only like, or primarily had sex while under the influence of something, and this is a new mm-hmm. pattern for him too, or?
I don't know. I've never actually asked him that question. I'm not sure.
Maybe someday in the future. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know if that... For some reason, I'm guessing that, that it's not that this isn't his first time in that situation, but mm-hmm. I don't really know.
Well, it can be something mm-hmm. that you talk about, you know,
yeah.
on your retreat together, like yeah. Big Sur or something. So, honey. So, he was... He said he's also different from... the ones in the past.
Yeah, well, he's much older than me, which is something that, like, I don't know. I guess there's, like, we all have our preconceived ideas about who we're supposed to date or what they're supposed to look like or how, you know, there's, even if we don't think we have them, we have them.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, there is, I think there is a lot of resistance and hesitation to jump into a relationship with him because he's quite a bit older than me. So there's that, for sure. And, yeah, he just... I guess he just wasn't what I thought I was looking for.
Oh.
You know, like, I didn't know that that's what...
I think we have to pan to the camera for that one. Be like, there it is. Yeah. It's never what you think you're looking for,
no,
is it?
No.
That tends to usually be the real stuff there. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't know I was looking for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you feel like you're growing. You feel
absolutely.
All kinds of great stuff is coming to you that wouldn't have come if this person hadn't been in your life.
Yeah, totally. Oh. Yeah, it's really beautiful. I mean, and of course there's struggles. It's not like 100% perfect or whatever, but it's, yeah, for the most part, there's been just, and I think it's mutual, but there's been growth on both sides, you know.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to clip this part out where I'm like, it's going to be right. Okay.
That part gets deleted. It's just that the 7 looked an awful lot like a 1. I was like, wait, did we lose something?
Yes.
So you feel like you're both growing, which is amazing. I will ask, you don't ever have to answer, how did you guys meet?
We met dancing together. We danced in the same space.
That's awesome.
So I danced with him for probably like a year before we ever even hung out outside of dance.
That's
like
great.
I don't even know if I knew his name for the first few months when we just danced together.
He was just like, hey, you, I recognize your embrace.
Yeah, totally.
It's important. It means you share an aesthetic mm-hmm. and you share an embodied aesthetic.
Yeah,
which
sure.
is a great way to start.
I don't think I can meet anybody that doesn't, I don't think I could date anyone that doesn't dance well with me. Like, that's a very...
It's a litmus test.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
you never know, I guess, but still.
You can yeah. try, but probably not so good. It's like if you don't like how someone smells, like,
yeah,
sorry,
can't,
just...
Yeah, yeah, I can't fix that.
So you met someone and you danced well together.
Mm-hmm.
Very key.
Yeah.
And then what prompted you guys to... bump things up a notch, take it off the dance floor, be like, oh, hey, baby, whatever.
It just kind of happened naturally. We started hanging out. We traveled back from dance together a few times on BART, you know, from Oakland. And then we ended up getting dinner to get, like, late night dinners together. And it just, like, it really started out as a friendship. It wasn't...
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it wasn't like a... And I think he was sort of kind of pushing it in that, like, or hoping it would go in that direction maybe more than I was at first.
Yeah.
And I resisted it for a while, but it just kind of, it was, we just really had a good time together.
Oh, God.
You know, like.
How great is that to hear, right? Yeah, that's so great to hear.
It was just good. Like, I think we both enjoyed each other's company. So,
I'm totally quelling over here. So, what is something about your own life, like, when he's not around, that you feel has grown and become better because of him?
I mean, I think that I definitely part of what he's brought into my life is a lot of, like, art and creativity. He's an artist.
As if you needed more art.
Yeah. But there's something about the way that he creates that is so inspiring to me. He's constantly creating. He's always taking photos. He always has his, you know, his notebook, and he's writing and drawing, and he does sculpture and works with metal, and he's, you know, used to be a street performer, and, you know, it's crazy. Like, the amount, like... he was a mask maker for a while. Like, he's kind of insane.
He sounds fantastic.
In that way, so there's a way that I think because he is a little bit older than me, there's a way that he's cultivated some of his crafts a little bit more, had more opportunity to try different things and cultivate more things. So there's just a way that, I don't know, that he's so creative that it inspires me to do even more than I'm doing.
So what's a new creative thing that you find yourself doing now?
I think just, like, I just paint more. That's I definitely great. Paint more, draw more, write more, and he encourages me. Like, as soon as I draw something, I send it to him.
So he's...
He's kind of like, and he does the same thing for me. So we kind of critique each other's work or, like, give each other feedback or...
So because of Mr. So There Was This Guy, you're experiencing a more present, embodied, somatically meditative experience of intimacy and togetherness, which sounds pretty darn good, and you're experiencing an efflorescence, you could say, of your own creative voice and of your own artistic blooming. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to say, because he's not here, but if you want to say... Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything that you notice in him that is like, well, I came along and then I notice you growing in this way? Is there anything that you think about? Oh yeah, totally.
It's he definitely is the type of person that gives a lot, and it's really hard for him to receive. So that was like one of the things I noticed in his dance initially. It was like he would give a lot, like he would like tend to like want to like stop and give you massage or do different things, but he would not be able to. I feel like I need to, like, something smells like it's burning.
Yeah.
Pause. And it's like, this is, it's distracting me. I just want to make sure that, like, the kitchen is not on fire.
Did you save the day?
I saved the day.
Awesome.
Yeah. Why is this even small already?
Yeah, thank you for day saving.
Yeah, like I'm not. But okay.
Welcome back. So you've got this guy and he's a giver.
Yeah.
And,
totally.
And we may have been around people ourselves in the past who are like, it's much easier to give than to receive.
Yeah.
And you've noticed that over time with you.
Yeah, he's able to receive now. And it's really sweet. I mean, not every time. Sometimes I literally have to, like, hold him down, like, on the, it's in a fun way. Like, you need to receive, and he'll eventually, like, be, like, he gets it now that I'm, like, actually, like, genuinely trying to get him to, like, stop putting out and just, like, take something, you know, like, receive something. And I just think it's, I don't know, it's like the way he was trained as a man is to, like, always be taking care of other people.
And it may feel, you know, it may feel vulnerable and challenging and fragile and all kinds of squishy.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I'm on the receiving end now. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm only saying that because I know what it's like. Like,
yeah, it's scary, for sure,
okay.
To receive. But I think it's definitely something I've learned maybe in other relationships. I'm actually pretty good at receiving at this point.
Good job!
But I'm like, okay, I mean, there's times and it's harder than others, but I think that because I can receive, he figured out how to, you know, how to
get
receive.
It. There's a model for, this is what that looks like. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So what's some kind of growth that you are looking forward to, or something that is challenging you right now, or what's on the growth plate for today?
I mean, just, like, in any way, in any part of my life?
In any part of your life, but ideally in some way tied to
this relationship.
So There Was This Guy.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I mean, I think that it's, like, the first time I've been in a relationship this long. So it is confusing, like, how to, like, stay in a relationship.
How to stay.
Or if I want to stay.
Or if we want to stay.
Yeah, like, that is kind of, like, the place I'm at. And it's not, like, it's not that there's a reason necessarily to go. But they're, you know, it's just that confusing place of, like, when is it time to stay and when is it time to go?
Ooh, there have been so many country songs written about this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, mazel tov on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else that you want to say or any like, parting words of awesomeness that you want to share with our magical viewers out there?
I don't think so. I think it's just about being open to what comes, you know, just not trying to put any relationship into a box or restrain yourself from going into a relationship that comes your way.
Well, there you have it.
Totally.
That's gorgeous, Kelly. Yeah. Thank you. So there you have it. Be open to what comes.
Yeah.
That was gorgeously Tao of you.
Awesome.
Oh, so good. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another thrilling episode of So There Was This Guy with me, your host, Jordana Delfeld, and the lovely Kelly Krupianowski. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do like a blurb for your business while we're here?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're in San Francisco, she's great. Look her up. And catch us next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Shoot.